You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Today, we are writing yet another history. We are recording yet another important milestone for South Africa. At the end of last month, and to be precise, on the 28th of March this year, we published in the Government Gazette a notice concerning the withdrawal of the toll declaration of the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project, popularly known as eTolls. This declaration will be effective on the 11th of April 2024, that is tomorrow, at 23 hours 59 minutes, which means that from the 12th of April 2024, road users will no longer be charged for the use of the eToll network. This means that after midnight tomorrow, eTolls will no longer exist in South Africa. However, the ring roads that formed part of this scheme will remain national roads. It has been a long process. We started in December 2013 after we upgraded parts of important national roads in Gauteng, which had come a few years before that, that is actually in 2008, to ensure that the economic hub of South Africa, which is Gauteng, is not jeopardized by poor roads. Before the upgrades, the roads were extremely congested and had a negative effect on the country's economy, but of course, in Gauteng's economy. The system of eTolls was implemented after some consultation had taken place. Was it enough? And could we have done stakeholder engagement differently? Clearly, the resistance by Gauteng motorists and various other stakeholders suggest we could have consulted widely and done things differently. But that is, of course, now water under the bridge. This matter caused a lot of public aggravation and was indeed of great concern to Cabinet of South Africa. On the fact that the user pay principle remains a government policy and commit to continually engage and work together to explore adequate and sustainable funding solutions for road construction, road maintenance, and road upgrades to support economic development. Following the announcement by national government that eTolls in Gauteng have been officially cancelled, SANRAL has resolved its long outstanding application for increased borrowing limits from Treasury. This will allow the agency to approach the market to unlock funding from the private sector to fund its existing pipeline of capital expenditure projects. We hope that the resolution of the GFIP funding and the resulting withdrawal of eTolls will give Gauteng motorists in particular and South Africans in general certainty after a long period of uncertainty. It is important to note that while these roads are no longer going to be tolled, the benefits of improved roads remain, and that the gantries which have been installed for use in the scheme will continue to be used for other functions such as fighting crime. No transactions post midnight on 11th April will appear on the invoice or statement. Trust that the public realizes that government listens, and where possible, it will act to resolve issues that affect the public. We understand that the resolution of this issue might have taken longer than some people wanted, but it involved complex negotiations. Remember, we had entered into a contract which were handled, of course, in a mature and professional manner by all concerned. We must now move forward as a nation and contribute to build on the significant progress that we have made as a country in our first 30 years of democracy.
And that was Transport Minister Sindisiwe Chikunga updating us on the latest decisions regarding Gauteng eTolls.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.